want to thank the board and give my apologies for the mistake I made. It won't happen again. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the one before, the case before that, I said I approved 11,110. I wanted 109, just to make sure that's in the record correct. This is, the case we just did was 110.
Okay.
Okay, case number 11,111, KRES Words, southwest of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, south of Wilson Avenue, being lot 19 within Cape Windsor. Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Can you please state your name and address for the record, please?
Kerry Wartz.
Your address?
38834 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
And your name and address?
Margaret Wartz, 38834 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp, correct me if I'm wrong. This case has already been denied in September, so unless there's something substantially different to the request, needs to be determined first?
Yes, that would, there needs to be a determination that this application differs from the last
one. From the previous. You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I have explanations of all that.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Absolutely. Thank
all
you,
right.
Mr. Chairman. I do.
I have six packets here, one for each of you. And
thank you.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to apologize to the board for coming before you in September. We had a tragedy in our family. My mother-in-law had taken very ill for a few weeks, and it culminated in her death that Saturday before the meeting that Monday.
Sorry.
Over in hospice, Montgomery Hospice over in Rockville. Those few weeks, when my wife is the primary caregiver for my mother-in-law, we were back and forth and back and forth. I didn't have proper time to prepare. I came before you. I should have called and postponed the case, is what I should have done. I didn't have proper time to prepare. I came before you, and I actually created a lot of animosity. And I understand it. There was a great amount of consternation because I wasn't prepared, and I didn't give good testimony. What I have done at this point is I altered the variance. I came before you prior asking for a 5.8-foot setback to build a 12-foot attached garage, attached shed. I've altered that to something that I believe will be more acceptable to our community, to the Board of Adjusters and so forth. I've altered it requesting the guidelines of a regular 5-foot setback from the 10-foot on one side, and I've altered the size of the structure to 11 feet from 12, and I'll be able to explain that as well. If you look at the top page, my wife and I have been going to Cape Windsor for 30 years. My parents owned lot 15, and they were full-time residents.
Mr. Wartz,
if
you'll excuse me just a moment, we're still on the same. For the first order of our business is to determine if it's different. So before you go into the new variance request.
Oh, okay.
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 So.
Okay. So I altered it, and I would like for you to let me give proper testimony to show you the need for the shed to be attached. There are many more reasons than what I had stated prior. I came before you and I said, again, I wasn't prepared and I was shooting from the hip, and I talked about the water views, Mr. Rickard, which you had a great deal of a problem with. That's not the only reason. There are many reasons why this structure needs to be where it needs to be. Fire, safety, access to the entrances to the house, flood issues, water issues. So I guess with that, I'll I thought that that determination was made before y'all cashed my $400 check.
No. Okay. So is that your case that you're making for a different application?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And your first application was what again?
My first application was I was asking for a 5.8-foot setback for a 12-foot structure. I altered it to 5 foot for an 11-foot structure. I couldn't have a 12-foot structure with the windows where they are. And I have to keep the windows open for, you know, exiting the house and fire and safety and so on and so forth.
Okay. Are there other questions from members of the board or council?
Was your previous application for an attached shed as well?
It was for an attached garage, not an attached shed. I wouldn't be able to put a car in this thing anymore.
So this one's quite a bit smaller than
it's
the last
smaller,
one.
Yes.
I have nothing further.
Okay. All right. If there's no other questions, then I would ask if there is anyone present that is in favor of the request for a rehearing or new hearing. Okay. All right. Is there anyone in opposition to that request? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I'm going to make a motion to listen to the case. I think it's different.
Second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to rehear the case. By roll call vote, Mr. Rickard.
Aye for the reasons.
Okay. Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
And I, too, agree that the case is significantly different and eligible for rehearing. Now you may proceed.
Thank you, Chairman. And thank you, gentlemen. As I was about to say, when I came here for that previous hearing in September, there was a great amount of consternation. And, you know, I left here, and I was a little bit angry. And when I reviewed what I had done and what was said, I lamented, and I said, you know what, I was wrong. I was wrong to come before you in the manner that I did. Some of the comments, I will address a couple of those objections because I do think they do pertain to my case. I still believe you shouldn't block people's water views, but that's not the issue here. All right, my wife and I have been going to Cape Windsor for 30 years. My parents were full-time residents, and when lot number 19 went up for sale, we bought this. And we bought this property not as an investment property. We bought this property to develop as a home for future retirement to be comfortable in. And at this time, my grandchildren are the fourth generation of our family that are coming to Cape Windsor and enjoying Cape Windsor. We purchased the lot in 2000. If you look at page one of the photographs, the first photograph is a picture of the lot as I purchased it. You can see that the front of this lot, the front of this structure is, there's no parking. It's about 5 feet from the property line. And the second picture shows that the property, that's at the time when I bought the property, my two sons and I couldn't afford to have someone tear it down for me. So my two sons and I, with Sawzalls, we tore this 18 tons of structure down, threw it away, and I excavated the property myself. You can see that on the side lot on the left side, it's less than 5 feet from the driveway. This is what I bought. It was in disrepair. It leaked. It was uninhabitable. The property taxes were behind on the property, and the association dues were behind for years on the property. It was an eyesore. The bulkhead was in disrepair. The property was eroding through the bulkhead, and it was a hazard. I made it my priority to get this property cleaned up right away because I take great pride in what this is. Now, when we came in there and we see this property, because one of the objections when I came before was This guy has been before us three times before. How many times is he going to come? And I understand your frustration with that as well. When I bought this property, and I have never had to deal with variances before. I've never dealt with setbacks. I've never had the issue. I didn't know anything about it. When we bought the property and we excavated it, and we finally found a builder that could build me a narrow house, he said, well, you're going to have to get a variance. And I said, what's that? He explained it to me, and the builder came with me to apply for that variance. And at that time, I was trying to put a 24-foot wide house on this property. The typical house in that neighborhood now is 25 and 30 feet wide. I mean, they've gotten bigger and bigger. My wife and I, when we bought this property and developed it, we were the second house in Cape Windsor. We kind of got in on the ground floor, didn't know we were doing that. All I thought I was doing was building a future retirement home in a trailer park. We weren't looking at investment. We weren't looking at a rental property. When we built this house, my footprint, because one of the comments was 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag, and when we built this property, my footprint for the house that I have there existing today is smaller than the footprint of that trailer at that time. The trailer was huge. It was 12 feet wide with a 16-foot addition built on the side. When we bought the property, they were using the fold-out windows to drop their beer cans out into the canal. That's how close it was on both sides of the house. So we built the house, and let's see. I tried to take notes. So we came for the first variance. We wanted to build a home. The second variance that I came for was earlier this year. The second variance pertained to the structure that was built in 2003. That structure was in disrepair. It was falling in. The handrails were caving out. Had no foundation underneath it. The walls were leaking. It was dangerous, and something had to be done. When my wife and I moved to this property full-time, we're still not completely retired, but when we moved to this property full-time last July a year ago, we identified two problems. One was the structure wasn't safe. The other was we got no place to put anything. So I came before you to get the variance so that I could make this structure safe. I could rebuild it, tear it down, rebuild it. I talked with three builders on this, and all three told me that in order to do it and do it correctly, I had to tear the face of the house off, re-side it, reseal all the windows and doors, and then build back up again. That's the only way that I could take care of the front of this house. If we hadn't done anything at that time, I know that whole front structure of my house would have just collapsed in Hurricane Sandy. It would have been gone. It would have been laying in the front yard. The water action actually washed out a lot of foundation dirt. And without concrete there, those supports would have been gone. Now, when I came for the variances, again, I didn't realize the trouble I was getting myself into. I knew that a variance is only good for a year, and I didn't want to get myself involved in a building project because this is the second one I'd been involved in, first the building of the house and second the reconstruction of the house. I didn't want to get out of budget and out of time because that's what builders do. You're out of budget, you're out of time. And so I didn't apply for the variance for this shed at the same time as I did the front structure. It would have been irresponsible of me to start a project when I don't have the money to complete it. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, we're trying to retire, that we're going to have the money once we start, that it's going to complete. Well, the front of the house, it came in budget, other than blinds, a lot of blinds, and it was delayed about 6 weeks. six, 7 weeks, which, you know, it happens. So I came before you when I saw that we were going to be in budget. I came before you for this variance concerning storage space. On page 2, there's a photograph of my garage. It's not a garage. You can't put a vehicle in here. It's a shed. It's a shed. It measures 11 feet wide and 14 feet deep. It has a stairwell and landing in it. It has the furnace in the back. And as you can see, I've got shelves all the way around this thing. We have no place to put anything. We'd like to have a freezer. We'd like to get the stuff up off the floor. I do a lot of work for people in my neighborhood, in the community, and I do a lot of work for the community itself because I want to be a part of my community and the widows and so forth, and I have a good number of tools. And because I couldn't get up everything off the floor, the 2 feet of water in my garage in Hurricane Sandy, I've had to replace tools, quite a few. The motors are burned out and so on and so forth. So you can see that the space that I have presently just isn't adequate. It's not adequate for a household. It really isn't. The step back picture of the house, as you can see, my house sits 33 feet off the street. I have room to put 4 cars there. Parking is an issue in our neighborhood, in our community. And when I built my house, I put it 33 feet off the street so I would have parking for people. And I put it 33 feet off the front, so I had family activity area for my son's dogs, and you'd play bocce ball and what have you on the street, on the grass side of the house. The garden underneath those windows, I built that myself. I put the driveway in myself. I put the boardwalk in myself. I did all the swaling on the left side of the driveway because my neighbor's water was making that a whole swamp. I did all of this myself. The builder didn't do any of this landscaping or hardscape whatsoever. I couldn't afford to pay him to do these things. This takes tools. And again, I do quite a bit of handiwork. If you go to page 3, again, this is a picture of the side of the house. Going up the side of the house. If I put the built structure on the right side of the house, facing the house, it'll block the windows. I won't be able to exit that area. Those are the only windows on the first floor on that side of the house. If you look to the right by the stairs, there's no window there either. I'd also have to tear out this garden. There's no concrete underneath that garden. When I poured that driveway, I actually made it so that I could build that scalloped wall so I'd have a garden. If I put a 16-foot shed in front of that area, it'll also block access to the entrances to the house. The other picture on page 3 below that is a typical picture of Cape Windsor going down the street. My house is unique in that it sits so far off the street. And I've taken these things into consideration. I take pride in my property, and I don't want to have a mess. All of these structures are 10 feet, 5 feet, 15 feet, sheds attached, built, you know, right out to the street on property lines and so forth. I think that I've been pretty responsible in the development of my property. If you go to the next picture, it explains why I really need to attach this shed. One, if I don't attach the shed and I put it on the street side of the house, which is where all the sheds are, I'm a motorcycle enthusiast. I'm a licensed merchant marine captain. You see my boat. I have a lot of boating supplies. I have a motorcycle that I keep in storage up in Selbyville. It's in disrepair because I can't get to it all the time. But if I put if I put the shed on the, I'm sorry, we'll go back to page two. If I don't attach it to the house, on page two, the photograph of the open garage, right now, if I put an 11-foot by 16-foot shed attached at that door, I will still have room for parking between the street and the garage, or the street and the shed. I'll still have parking for three cars. If I don't attach it to the house and I have to move it a few feet away, I'm going to lose a parking place. It's going to be an inefficient method of developing the property and building the structure. My plan is to build the 11-foot wide. I can't go 12 because of those windows. 11-foot wide, and just bring those garage doors forward. And again, it's still going to be too small for a car, but I'll be able to get my motorcycle in there, and I'll be able to buy a lawnmower. I don't even own a lawnmower because I got no place to put it. Going back to page four, thank you. Page four, my property is on the water. There is nothing between me and the Route 90 bridge. My property is the northernmost property on the Asselman Bay facing south. This, what you're looking at here, is low tide before Hurricane Sandy came in. That's low tide. At the point of Hurricane Sandy coming in at 10:30 at night, the water, my bulkhead was acting as a shoal, and the water, I had white water waves breaking on the ledger board of my first floor. My wife and I stayed. I didn't go anywhere. I know how deep it was. It was waist deep, a little higher because I have chest waders, and I went out in it at the height of the storm, and I was lashing things down. If you noticed on my driveway at the end, I have a large piece of driftwood stump. Six men can't lift that stump, and that was floating from the rise of water. The next picture, below that, is the right side of my house. That's low tide before the storm came. That's the morning of, that's Sunday morning. It was up higher that night before. The next picture shows low tide before the storm. I had 2 feet of water in my garage at the storm. The red scalloped wall, the garden, that was flooded. If you look at the next picture below, you can see the debris in the garden from the high water. My composite furniture, I actually had that tied down. It floated up and came around. My boat was tied down. My boat was floating at high tide. And that stump, you can see where it's repositioned itself. Our property, this is low tide here, what you're looking at, before the storm. We get this often at high tide during storms. I get a few inches of water in my driveway a couple, three times a year. When we left the house this evening, and we don't even have a storm right now, the high tide was at the top of my bulkhead without the winds and without the storms. So attaching this shed structure to the house with a foundation is extremely important. I brunt all the winds of my neighbors, and I brunt all the waters. It's a lot of water. It's a lot of water. Let me go through this real quickly, if I may. The present storage is inadequate. It's less than 160 feet. I'm only talking about building an additional 176 square feet on my property for storage space. My house is unique. My property is unique in that it's 40 feet wide. If you look at the survey, the neighborhood survey on the front page, there are 25 properties that are 40 feet wide in a community of 250 properties that are 50 feet wide. One of the comments at the time when I was here before was these people in Cape Windsor, who are they? They keep coming and they keep coming. It's got to stop. Yes, I agree. There has been some overdevelopment in Cape Windsor. I don't believe that I have overdeveloped. I believe that I have right-sized my house to my property. It's not big. It's 24 feet wide. I did go up, Mr. Rickard. I've gone up three floors. But 24 feet wide, three floors, is still not a lot of space. The rooms are small, and that's fine. There's two of us. We just need storage. The folks that have come into the neighborhood and bought properties that are 50 feet wide, and they've gone from one edge to the other, and they've gone up and put 7 and 8 bedrooms in, and they've become rental properties, and they've put in a tax on our trash and a tax on our pool and a tax on our boat lift and so on and so forth. I agree. I think they're overdeveloped. I don't rent my property. As a matter of fact, nobody has ever stayed in our house since we moved in without us there. I won't allow it, because I take pride in my property, and I'm not going to let anybody mess it up. The high water is typical. So I'm going to go through these 9 questions real quick and make sure that I answer it if I may. 5 questions. Uniqueness, yes. My lot is unique. It's 40 feet wide. It's very narrow. It's unique to my neighborhood because there are 250 lots and only 25 of them are 40 feet wide. An exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique conditions. If a shed is built elsewhere on the property, it would take up needed space for family activities. A garden window would need to be tore out, closed up, and I would not have the ability to use the space as needed on the street side so that I can have access to for a motorcycle. You can see the scooter sitting out there in the driveway. That's just falling apart. The salt water's tearing it up, and I've got no place to put it. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance? I don't think so. This would change the architecture of my existing house. I would have to change the architecture on the right side with the gardens and the windows and so on and so forth. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, I believe so. Without the storage space, just in my boating and my captain equipment, can't catch fish and freeze them. that's an issue. That's a big issue. I don't own them, but I pay somebody to cut my 25 foot by 30 foot piece of grass, $20 a week. I've got no place to put a lawnmower. Has the difficulty been created by applicant? I don't think so, because I haven't built it yet. Yes, I've come before you and asked on multiple occasions for a variance. Is it better that I come and I ask permission than come and ask for forgiveness? I did take a look at it online, and I went through minutes of previous meetings, and there are people that have good reasons. The builders make mistakes and so on and so forth. 70% of the cases are heard by you are asking for forgiveness. That's a lot. So I haven't created a problem because I haven't built it yet. Will the variance have altered the essential character of the neighborhood? No, I showed you a picture of the neighborhood. If anything, it's going to make it look better. I put a shed out there. It's not going to look as nice or architecturally sound as me attaching it to the house with a nice roof line, and it's going to make the neighborhood look better. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property? No, it will not. I have letters from my next-door neighbor, from my neighbors with me, that approve of my development. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. It's going to help them because I can get that ugly scooter out of the driveway. Will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes. I have revised my previous request to build an attached garage, changing the side slot setback and dimensions for a proposed shed. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? I believe so. We are in great need of storage space for tools, freezers, bikes, life vests, boating equipment, motorcycle, etc. Present storage space is an extremely small area with stairs and furnace taking up most of the space. Will the variance represent the least modification possible to regulations at issue? Yes, I believe so. And this is the 5-foot setback variance. I know it doesn't matter, but it is the accepted in our community. Many people with much wider lots than mine get 5-foot side lot setbacks. I think it represents the least modification. I have a letter here from neighbors, my direct neighbors. I don't know if I can find them. As far as helping out in the community, this one letter from Janet Squatrito, I have been a neighbor of Kerry Wirtz for some years. He and his family are always helpful and considerate to all who need help. I was power washing a guy's house for a couple of bucks, and I saw her house was a mess. She's an 83-year-old woman. I spent 4 hours cleaning up her house for her. I didn't go over and say, hey, how do you like your house? I let her notice that it was clean. She came over and brought me a cake. Very nice, you know. That's how I want to be involved in my community. But these are letters of two of these letters. One letter from Skip McEnroe is my direct next-door neighbor. And Tom Rockstrow, the letter from him, he lives directly across the street from me. Those are the two lots that would be most affected by it. There are two other letters from neighbors at the end of Wilson Avenue where I live. Can I answer any questions?
Hell, if this was approved, you're in a flood zone, correct? There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
Right? Are you prepared to move all your electrical, because you're putting on a new addition? Move all your electricals up to where they should be?
All my electrical in my existing shed?
And plumbing, whatever you're going to put in there. Are you prepared to do that?
Oh, yes, sir. It's right now, all that existing is, it's this high off the ground.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're prepared to do that?
Absolutely.
Because it's extra. That is extra. On that.
Yes, sir.
Is your shed going to be the same size as your opening?
No, it's going to be just a touch wider. That opening is
10 by.
Is a normal, typical garage door type thing. I have to come, in order to meet the 5-foot setback, I have to come over from the side of my house approximately 8 inches, and then I'm going to come over 11 feet from there. And I'm under the impression that comes almost just at that edge of my red brick garden.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to move my electrical lighting forward. Yes.
Okay.
Are there any other questions from members or council? Is there anyone in favor of the application?
We have 5 letters in favor.
5 letters and the applicant's spouse. Is there anyone in opposition to the application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has met the standards for granting variance. And I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,111.
I'll second that motion.
I have a motion and a second to approve case number 11,111. And by roll call vote, Mr. Ricker.
Yay, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye.
And my vote is aye, as I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance and done a good job of it. So for a vote of 4-0, your case is approved.
Thank you,
I'd like to compliment you on trying to get the message of this board, just not, and that's exactly what you just said.
each case going to be taken individually. And like you said, you gave out the message, and the message I hope gets to everyone in Cape Windsor, that we want to help the people that really need it.
Yes, sir.
Not just for, you know.
Just because they want what they want.
Want what they want. Right. You got the message. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rickard. Y'all have a wonderful Christmas.
You too.